All right, welcome everybody. This is an influencers program. This is the first episode. My first guest here is Cap Miller, mayor of Struthers. And right off the bat, I'm going to ask you a question. So sure. I'm fascinated with the experience of running for an elected office. Mm-hmm. So tell me what it was like. Like what was it like from a personal standpoint?
From a personal standpoint, it was pretty crazy. I had some experience with Judge Leon's campaign and going through that whole process there. Other than that, I really have not been involved in any campaigning. So going through the process for us was completely different, but we liked to really jump in there. I took a lot of advice from people. I'm one, I will tell you, I'm always looking for advice. I'm always looking for somebody to bring different information to me because I have a lot to learn. I'm not shy about that. I will say that. But when it came to the election, it was a tough road for us. But I took what Judge Leon did, and what he did was a lot of door knocking. And I know a lot of the people from Struthers. I grew up here. I was able to door knock a lot and get in front of the people and explain what I wanted to do and why I wanted to do it. And I had a lot of experience in the prosecutor's office too, so I was able to see the different ways the city works. So a lot of people said because I had not run for a political office that I didn't have experience, but I completely disagree because being in City Hall, being there every single day for almost 6 years, I gained the experience that I needed there. And it's different from normal elections in Struthers. I know the people, and the people in Struthers, that's who I needed to elect me. So it wasn't about any mudslinging or any bad campaigning or anything like that. I just had to get in front of the people and let them know why I needed to be in this position.
Now, did you find yourself like in those traditional spots? And I know you probably want to escape those. And like when you had to do a debate or you had to do the research on and the other side. I mean, that feels like that's a part that I would want nothing to do with.
Yes and no. I know my sister would get really nervous because she would be on Facebook and she would watch social media, and there would be people that were trying to mudsling and trying to bring that out in our campaign. But we had said from the beginning, and I remember sitting the team down a couple times and saying, we are not doing this. We're going to go a different way, and we're going to just talk about what we want to do, bring the positives to the campaign. And there were many opportunities that we had that we could have said, well, my opponent did this or my opponent did that.
We passed.
We didn't want to do that way. And I'll tell you, one of the best phone calls that I got after the elections was from Joe Schiavone. And he called me. He said, Kat, you may have changed the way politics in this area are run, because everybody out there knew we had the opportunity to mudsling and to combat with things that they were throwing at us all the time. And we always took the high road. Even though I had to, like I said, I had to sit my team down. I said, no, we're not doing it. We're not going to embarrass anyone. At the end of the night, I know my mom and my dad have passed, but I have to go to bed knowing that I didn't do anything that I would feel guilty for. And I know how much guilt plays in my life when I do things or don't do things. So I know I couldn't handle that. So I feel very confident on how the campaign was run, because we did not have to do any of that to get the win.
Beautiful. So I have one rule when I'm interviewing someone in politics, is that I do everything I can to make it so they can't stump. Like, they can't get in front of the camera. Like, this one time I brought somebody in on a radio interview, mm-hmm. and I said to myself, I'm going to not let that happen. And mm-hmm. it was a national candidate, and he just bowled over me and did, it was like, wow, I just gave someone a 30-minute commercial, and I could do nothing about it. They were just so good at, like, going into that mode. And I was like, no, there's a person in there. Let's reel that person over. Yeah. But so far, 100% of the time, you've been real person,
yes.
not candidate, and that's, you know, that's refreshing.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, when we were campaigning, a lot of the times the events that we had to go to, whether it be Rotary or Gridiron or anything in Struthers, it wasn't my first time being there. It's my 10th time being there. It's my 12th time being there. So the normal road for somebody who's campaigning is you show up at all these places that all these people are going to be. Well, in Struthers, I've been showing up at these events since I was a kid. Like, it's not my first time there.
Okay.
I know the people. I know I've been involved with Rotary for a long time. But that's one thing I will tell you, and anybody will tell you, I'm not a good politician. I'm a good Struthers girl.
To your benefit, though.
Yeah, it works in our favor, and I think that's a lot of the reason that I got elected because most of the people know me. They know I'm real. They know I'm not a show. They know I'm not going to give you a line of BS, if you will.
Right.
I tell it how it is. And I've had to put my foot down a couple times here and there, but that's not how I wanted to lead, and that's not how I'm going to lead. I need to go to bed at night every day with nothing, no guilt on my shoulders.
Beautiful. Yep. So I grew up sort of like in the firebrand politicians, the Ungaros and the Traficants, mm-hmm. and I mean, it was hardcore. And I always wanted to be in politics, but I never wanted to deal with that, having to be such a, like, always on like that. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. it's a lot of pressure. Have you felt, I mean, big communities like Youngstown, I'm sure there's probably a times 10 pressure that it is like a smaller community. Like I grew up in Girard. Girard mm-hmm. and Struthers were real similar in population and how things work. So do you see moving into any higher offices or beyond mayor?
Do I?
Yeah.
No. I know the rumors that are out there are that I want to sit for a commissioner seat or something to further my career, and I can honestly tell you 100% no.
No.
I do get along with all the commissioners, and I know where the rumors can be spread sometimes because I'll go to some of the events with Commissioner Righetti and Commissioner Ditzler, and sometimes I'll sit right in between all of them because I get along with them and because I like to ask questions. And I've said that before. I like to gain knowledge. I'm a student in this job, and I'm always learning. So do I put myself around people that can teach me? Absolutely, 100% of the time. But my fear is that I am very selfish when it comes to Struthers. So I want to be able to work in my city and do as much as I can in Struthers. So I don't see that ever being something that I'm going to go after. Another reason is once you get into those bigger positions, I've seen it take a toll on people where they become the politician and not really.
Yeah, right.
And my job right now, my number one job is to be a mom. I have to go to the sporting events. I'm one of the loudest ones in the stands. I can't miss those because I have to be there for my two boys. And a lot of those positions, they don't allow for that type of schedule. One of the comments that was one of the best compliments I think my dad ever received, and I like to base myself on that too, is that my father was the same person he would be the same person around the president of the United States as he would a bum off the streets. He is the same person, and I like to do that too. So politics of it are hard, and they're nasty, and they're dirty. I need to be able to stay the same with everybody. And I think anybody who knows me or I've come in contact with, I don't treat anybody different. I am who I am, and that's what you're going to get. But I have no aspirations of going anywhere but Struthers.
All right. So I've done business in pretty much every city in this area. And some governments, a little harder to deal with. Some mm-hmm. governments, a little easier to deal with. By far, Struthers has been the friendliest place to operate a business that there ever was. And I'm going to share you some examples because a lot of you, even our listeners and viewers, don't know. This is sort of like the kind of stuff that businesses get. We get sort of picked on in a community. Mm-hmm. Either it's we got deep pockets and, you know, there's some kind of, you know, penalty for operating mm-hmm. within the city. And so, like, there was, I'm not going to name the city because that's not fair, but for instance, like, businesses, in order to get, like, permitting and hang signs and whatever, before I operated one day in business, I was probably out every bit of $5,000 in, like, permitting and inspection and all of that kind of stuff. When I operated in Struthers, it was a, what can we do for you? It wasn't the other way around, and that's why I feel like it's, you know, you guys embrace business a little bit more than other communities. The second example, I was doing some new construction. I had an idea for doing some new construction, and I sat down and I met whenever I come into a community, I like to meet the administration first mm-hmm. before I start operating. And I sat down with the mayor and the zoning commission and the people who I'm mm-hmm. going to be running into. I was like, okay, I want to bring some dollars to your community. I want to do some innovation. And this is an exaggerated response that I got to him, but this is the feeling that I left with. They said, if you build on this property, I can guarantee that you will have a couple of EPA inspections, but this property over here we could protect you from, right? And so that game, I was like, ah, oh, that's so dirty, that's so slimy. But that's the kind of stuff like where I never got that when I was in Struthers. So it's a compliment that, you know, I don't know if it's a philosophy where, you know, you carry that in every office down in that city building, but it's really impressive.
Yeah. I will say that's something the Mayor Stocker did a really good job of with the businesses, and that's something we wanted to continue. But with Corona last year, or COVID last year, some of those things got pushed to the side. Yeah. So we actually have an officer in the mayor's office right now that we're going to be going to the businesses. I just sat down with a couple people last week that I said, I know you're in their city. I want to know what you're doing, what your role is here, and how can we help? That's how Struthers is. How can we help? What can we do? What ideas do you have? I know we do the facade grant for downtown. We want to try to open that up to the entire city, so all of the businesses. And then we also want to do some type of program. We're not sure what, because we didn't get the guidelines for the new monies that's coming in. But we want to do something to try to help the businesses that are trying to improve and build on what they already have. But yeah, that's something I'm going to be actually going out with the officer to different businesses, showing our face and just popping in, saying, hi, this is who we are. Just bring a face with it. Kind of like a community policing, just so you know we're there and whatever you need. That's the whole point of this. That's the whole point of government with business relationships. You have to have a relationship with the businesses.
And even on Facebook, when you saw some of my plans, you piped up and said, how can we help? Like, we got these buildings down by the river. What are we going to do now? Right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, especially on social media, because it's easy for me to access. It's easier for me to speak to people right there. It's instant. And I will message people back and forth. What can we do? How can we help? All the time. I really want to take the opportunity of being mayor to open that up and bring people to the table, because you wouldn't believe how many people have come with ideas, even city employees. I had somebody from our wastewater department come and say, in the very beginning of the year last year, I sat down with all the employees and I said, what's good, what's bad? Give me some ideas. You live in this city. And one of the guys from wastewater, he said, well, we have this road, we have Poland Avenue, we have 616, and part of it needs some love. It needs some care, because that's one of the main veins that runs through our city. If you're going to Loeb, if you're going to Camel, if you're going through to Poland, you're driving down this area. So we actually applied for CDBG money and got it, and we're going to try to fix up one of those areas where the trees have uprooted the sidewalks. So I really, really, really take much consideration when people are giving ideas. And then I'm one, and you'll see going through, but I give the credit back to where the credit's due. I don't believe, and I don't lead by trying to take credit for everything that's done in the city, because that's not how I was raised. If it's your idea, you get the credit. If it's our auditor's idea, she gets the credit. There's no reason for me to try to say I did this and I'm the reason this is happening. It's better when we can reciprocate,
where the city can reciprocate and the businesses can support the city, because it's a compliment. We both need one another. Mm-hmm. All right, so now you're talking to businesses. What economic plans, like growth and economic, like what would you like to see happen in the next 4 or 5 years with city in perfect world, goes to plan, what would you dream and that kind of stuff?
Well, I do have a lot of big dreams. I know my husband makes fun of me all the time because I talk about things that haven't happened yet as if they already happened.
Well, let's talk about it. I'm in.
Well, he'll pull my leg a couple of times here and there. But I do. I have big dreams. I have little dreams. We were in Chicago a couple weekends back with my family, and we took an architecture tour down the river. And one of the things that we're trying to do with council right now is go through a comprehensive plan. And we're really pushing this because it's something the city needs. We have to have a vision. We have to know where we're going. We have to know how we're going to get there, what money we can apply for. And we're going down the river there, and the gentleman that's giving the tour, he's speaking, and he said, this all started with a comprehensive plan. This was an underutilized. And I turned around, and my husband's like, you're not working. Just listen to the tour. Because I'm always trying to come up with different things and ideas. And I know it's Chicago and it's Struthers, and I get it, but why can't we have a nice river walk? Somewhere where you can bike, walk, run up the side of the river from Lowville all the way up? I know Mayor Adusciani, he's a big one for thinking big. Lowville's such a small city, but his dreams and his ideas are so much bigger than Lowville, and he's implementing them there. But we have a big project in the back of the land behind Astro Shapes that we're working with the Seen family and the Tobacco family. to acquire that land and put a community center there. So a large center where we can have businesses on the outer side. We have some drawings written up and we're going to be announcing it soon, but that is something that I think is very key to bringing people to the city. So having the traffic, so therefore it would snowball into all of the businesses, all of the restaurants, everything downtown, everything on Youngstown Pullen Road, everything in the plaza. We need to draw people to Struthers. Once that happens, I think that's a key with our businesses, especially with our smaller businesses. We have a lot of those in Struthers, you know. And that's the key, I think, is people. Getting people to Struthers, making them have a reason to come drive through and stop and get out of the car. And we have Struthers Nutrition going up here soon. So we have a lot of people who want to invest in these small businesses and want to invest in Struthers because they see what we're doing with our administration, with our council, with our residents, with our businesses, and they want to be part of it. So if I could say one word, one thing that would wrap that all up is that we want to see people. We need people there to make this city flourish again.
Yeah, and you have that road, that health corridor on Youngstown Pullen Road, mm-hmm. and also Fifth Street, but yep. that it's bloom. I mean, it really yep. does a good job. Here, I have an idea I want to throw at you since we're just okay. dreaming a little bit. What would be really cool is, you know, in Struthers, it's a really good place. And a lot of the suites and a lot of the infrastructure over there support small businesses. Mm-hmm. You see, when a company comes in, little 1,000-square-foot suites, mm-hmm. cost-effective so that you can kind of prove your concept and get something going. I'd like to maybe set up like an incubator in Struthers where maybe have some common space, right? And then so if you have any residents of Struthers that want to take a go mm-hmm. at business, that they've got some community space that can mm-hmm. that can help that grow. I'm assuming that's a been in your head before, yes. right?
Well, we actually have Corey Patrick, who works with the Youngstown yeah. Business Incubator. He is from Struthers. He lives in Struthers.
Okay.
And we've tossed around so many ideas. I know he texted me the other day with, hey, look at this. Hey, look at this. People always send me ideas. This is something that we've been talking about for a while now. I know last year everything kind of got pushed back, and I don't mean to use this as an excuse because it's not.
No.
But that is something 100% see in somewhere in Struthers, anywhere, because that is really needed. Look how good everything's going.
I know.
The things that have come from the incubator here, why can't we have even
totally
just like
could.
A little satellite or a little break off, something there? But I know I've talked with Corey a few times, and that would be something we would 100%
yeah, so the principles would be amazing, and it doesn't necessarily have to be tech. It could be just the principles of a small business ownership,
yes.
a small like satellite type of mm-hmm. thing. That would be amazing.
Yeah, we actually went so far as to say even something for catering, for food, for
yes.
startups, for restaurants, or startups for little places to get their foot in the door and really build something from there. I can't remember what town it was, but they have it's, I think it's called like a restaurant incubator, where they have all these small places. You come and you can try all these different food types, and then if you succeed, you obviously try to open it up into others. But really starting from something and giving them a kickstart where there might not be
yeah.
a lot of the funds.
Yeah. And so I don't know if next to Youngstown Computer, we're opening a maker space over there.
Okay.
And so we've been constructing it and building the insides, but basically it's this. It's so the back section of the suite is going to be a bunch of like 3D printers and laser engravers. And we basically teach how to use these machines. Okay. And then the front area is going to be like merchandise that have been made here in the valley. And so we're going to sell retail stuff in the front. And then in the back, when you make something, you can take what you made and put it in the retail and actually sell the stuff that you create in that
That's
shop.
That's amazing. You got to get with the schools.
All right.
You got to meet with the schools, because I know Pete Perrone, he is our superintendent, and he's on our school foundation board. And we started a few years back, we funded the entrepreneurship class. And we actually purchased the first 3D machine for the school. And they were trying to do something like that where they turn it into almost like a business.
Yeah, for sure.
And this, that would...
Team
we don't
it up.
Have anything like that around, do we?
No, not really. I mean, they've got some maker spaces, but not one in conjunction with, you know, fostering the entrepreneur spirit in there and creating business owners because of now a new function that, or a new skill that they learned. This is going to be cool stuff.
Yeah.
So now, you know, occupancy is going to be key on Youngstown Pullen Road. So mm-hmm. when you have a company that moves out and leaves a void mm-hmm. there, what can the city do to sort of like advertise availability, and how can they kind of work in conjunction to line up the next entrepreneur that wanders into mm-hmm. town?
Well, we have our tax commissioner actually has talked to me about a couple of ideas that he had, because he came from a different area, and so he's not from the Struthers area, but he's bought into our little city like you wouldn't believe, and he has ideas from where he came from that you go out and you search for investors, you search for these people to plug in these vacant properties, because I know we have some down at the Fifth Street Plaza, but to really bring those ideas to the table. You have suggestions?
I'm down with it. I'd love to pour into you guys and help you get full occupancy and a lot of new innovative type of companies, and that would be amazing.
Yeah, I'm open to all those ideas. I know one of the residents, his name is Mario Pecchia, he reached out to me. He said, I would love to help cultivate these small businesses and help them really show where they can grow and how they can do that. So I know I've had people reach out to me, but that is... I'll take the ideas.
Yeah, whatever. For sure.
If you have any suggestions, we're open to them.
All right. I'm sure we'll have lots of talks after this, for sure. All right. So now on the residential side, attracting, residents mm-hmm. to the city and, you as mayor setting up sort of like a strategy to, preserve property values and be, polish this up as good mm-hmm. as we can so that we catch the eye of someone who might be coming into town.
Yeah.
Like, do you have... a department within the city that works? Okay, tell me about it.
So we actually created this department under the Safety Service Director. So it's our code enforcement director. His name's Joey Rudzik. He goes around and we really are holding people accountable. So different, even businesses, there's a couple things that we saw that really needed to be cleaned up. And instead of citing them in court and bringing them in and saying, you have to pay a fine, that's not the goal of what we want. We just want to take care of it. We want to make it look nice and look presentable. So when people are driving through, they say, wow, look at this. This looks really nice. We've actually worked on legislation through council to try to clean some things up. And I've had people from other communities reach out and say, how did you do this? How did you guys come about this? There are some projects that department is also working on too, to get rid of some of the houses and some of the buildings that are just so dilapidated. There's no way we could save the buildings. On the other part of that program, is we want to try to rehab a lot of these places and really bring the life back into what they were. So there's different avenues that we're looking at with Mahoning County Land Bank. We actually had some discussions with some of the people. It's not as far as long as we wanted it to be with MCCTC as to really renovating these houses and bringing people and turning our land bank almost to a, we're gonna flip these houses, we're gonna sell, we're gonna get good people in here. So we are trying, there's two aspects to that. So getting rid of the ones that we can't really do anything about and then really fixing up the ones that we can and making it more of a community pride. Because they say, there's some kind of saying that if you buy the worst house on the street, that's what you should do, is buy the worst house on the street and it will really bring everything else up. So that's what we're going to try to do as a city. We're almost going to, I don't want to say turn it into a business, because we're not necessarily doing it that way. Well, we really want to rehab. We want to bring good people into this area.
Well, it's your tax base. So if you fix that,
yes.
Tax base.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So it's not all about knocking things down and getting rid of them. But we have one of the best school systems around. So that already attracts people there. If we can get our property values up and really make things just look a lot nicer, more aesthetic, more pleasing to the eye. So when you're driving by these houses, there's not garbage sitting in the yard. There's not... one of the ordinances we brought about was the junk car. That's another thing that we were trying to get rid of. I had people calling me. My aunt called me and said, how did you guys do this? I have cars in my... I said, well, we can't do anything in your city. We're gonna take care of them in Struthers. But I've had... it very humbling to me is when I have other mayors calling me and saying, hey, tell me about this or tell me about this, which has turned into... we met with Salem. We met with a couple other... cities where we throw ideas off each other. I know the mayor from Hubbard, Ben Kyle, we text back and forth all the time. Hey, do you have a good idea? Hey, do you? And we really, it's not about competition. It's about trying to figure out what's going to work best for everybody. But we have a lot to learn.
That's because you have the ability to go to Chicago, find something that looks good, have the courage to start it here, prove the concept, and all the other cities are looking mm-hmm. to you to see how you pulled it off.
Right. But that's kind of the Struthers spirit, I would say. Eric Ryan, we're going to take credit for Eric Ryan.
Okay,
he's
right.
He did the same thing with the amphitheater.
Yeah,
he
right.
literally, from what I remember, the story was that he drew it on a piece of paper and said, I'm going to do this. Well, same thing with us. We have, and they're big goals, they're big dreams.
Sure.
But I'm a stubborn Italian-Polish woman that is not going to stop. I'm not going to get ever. I have no plans of doing that. And we have a supporting crew around us with the administration, with council, with everybody, that we have a really good team in place right now to make these things happen, because we're all struthers. We're all stubborn. We're all going to, we're scrappy. We're going to make this thing, these things happen one way or another.
Okay. And as a business owner, when I see, you know, somebody come around like you, who's all in, I want to be all in too. Like, you're inspiring me to like get on board this train, because it sounds like it's going. No matter what, it's going.
It's going. You better jump on.
All right. So let's talk about the Pay It Forward box. I want to kind of, listeners might not know about this. So a number of years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, our family in our parking lot of our business on Youngstown Pullen Road set up a little like plastic closet. We filled it with food and toiletries and allow, you know, if somebody who's underprivileged, doesn't have a lot of money, just needs something to eat, right? To open. Now, as a city, like, this has to be sort of like nightmare and blessing all in one deal, right? So our responsibility, well, I'll let you respond to that in a minute.
Okay.
Our responsibility was to make sure that we had, because we're gonna bring people into the area with this that are probably not, you know, they might cause problems. They might have lots of stories. They might have lots of history. And so whenever we place one of these things, I have to tell the business that, hey, there's some people in this parking lot that are coming here at their worst hour, right? If somebody vandalizes or somebody litters or somebody makes a mess of this, I mean, that's part of the deal, where when you help, sometimes that's the consequences of helping. Well, I will tell you, Lona, the most reassuring things is we actually had some of the Struthers police keep an eye on this and make sure that it was kept safe, and that if somebody was doing that, they would, you know, they would let us know that, you know, they either close the doors when it was open, when it was snowing or whatever. And that meant more to me than anything, because instead of us being the pain in the ass that nobody wanted to deal with, the city, like, without being asked, jumped in with us.
Yeah.
So that's again another good mark for Struthers and that, you know, that overall, you know, attitude.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say, though, you say it's a curse, or you said it was a nightmare or blessing. I don't see how it's a nightmare at all, especially in Struthers. Like you said, our police monitor those things. We have a great group of our department down there is phenomenal, especially when it comes to that stuff. With being such a small town, it's nothing but a blessing. It's nothing but something good. And people that look at it that it's something bad, we don't want that. We don't want that attitude. We only look at it as a positive. And I will tell you, that's helping people. You never know when you're going to be in that situation, or you never know when, if you know someone that's going to be in that situation, especially with COVID. We've done so many food banks and so much stuff through the Rotary and through our AMVETS with these food drives. But I will tell you, if my dad ever got hit with Corona and we lost his job or had anything like that, he would be too proud to go to any of those places. So having a place like the Pay It Forward box, you can go and get what you need and get those supplies without really having to struggle with that pride.
Right.
So it's not anywhere... Nothing close to a nightmare. It's nothing.
And I guess I was a little aggressive with that. Maybe that most communities would know that it would, the cost of keeping track of it would, you know, sort of like cloud the good of it. So, but you guys did great with it. So I really appreciate your participation. And so I guess we'll close out here in a minute. But if we're bringing businesses to town, and we're growing and making better use of sort of the real estate and the property, and we've got all of capacities. Like, let's just say that in that perfect world, you know, we get things to 100%. Like, what does that look like from the city's standpoint? So let me clarify that.
Okay.
So the next steps, like, I know, you know, all of the cities are tracking down, like, the baseline, right? Like, I guess it's being phrased wrong. So if let's just say down by Castle, down by the river, where you have this place and you innovate, like, what's after that? What's the next innovation step for development?
I don't think you can ever stop.
Okay.
Because of people with ideas, especially down by Castle and down by the river, there are so many different things, and there are so many new things that are coming about. We would just try to keep moving forward and keep progressing and keep bringing people downtown, keeping the businesses afloat, keeping the residents there, really maintaining the sense of pride that our Struthers people have now, and just keep that going. I don't think we would ever get to a point where we're good. We're good.
Okay.
Like, I can't ever see myself just going and just maintaining.
Okay.
That's not my approach, and I know that's not anybody in our city's approach. We want to keep going and going and going. Is there a limit? I don't think so.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to businesses and different things you can add on, especially with the river. There's so many things. We have the kayak ramp going in here soon, and jokingly, we were talking about having a Tarzan or a zip line going across the river. So there are so many things that can be added. But if we ever get to the point where there's nothing else that I think we could do or add to the city, then I'll retire.
Okay.
Then at that point, I can sit back and say, we're good. We did what we could do. But I'm never satisfied. I'm never good with that. There's always something more that can be done.
All right. Well, you did good with my poorly phrased question. So what I was getting at is, you know, I'd like this area to be a destination for travelers outside of here, like to really create things that are worth popping in off of 80 and then traveling down to be able to say, once you got your residence and you got your businesses all solid, now it's time to use the entertainment or use the things that aren't, 100% structural, I mean? That kind of thing. So zip lines down by the river, having someone to do that, that would be amazing. And people joke about that, but that's exactly the kind of stuff that I'd like to see.
Well, we do have a lot of historical things in the city too, that we're going to be working with Mill Creek. We have the Hopewell Furnace right down the path there. So there's a lot of things we're going to try to do in that aspect too, is bring attention to these historical places that we have in Struthers because we're such an older city. And then something that's new, and I think it would be an idea to try to pitch to people, there's a lot of Instagrammable spots nowadays that people will drive to and get out of their cars and visit. I know when we went to Chicago, I'm talking about it again, we went to a couple places where they had graffiti on the walls just to visit that, just to go see these different sites. So making it a place, a destination place, like you said, that's definitely a goal of ours. And we're, like I said, we're not... We'll take any ideas, anything that anybody brings to the table, we'll run with.
So I love the Industrial Revolutions. I studied all those guys from the very beginning, and our area played a huge role in that. Mm-hmm. And so twice a year, my family will go up to Yellow Creek and mm-hmm. We'll take where they were pumped water down to the steel mills, and you see all that infrastructure still. So it's a little bit battered for the years that it's been there. But I get to tell my kid the stories about what this played and what this would have been like had it been full force here. And we even did gold panning down in the river down there. Yeah, there's some really cool stuff in this area.
Well, and there's, too, we're going to be removing the dam in the river, too. And I've seen some pictures recently of what it used to look like and they're the coolest pictures because you look at all of this industry and all this going on, and it's just now this river. So to even think about what it used to look like and what it used to be, it's really humbling, especially for that area. It's crazy. But there's some places, and because of the calls to the police station, we have a building down there, the Pennsylvania and Lake Erie Railroad, huge building that's just kind of like a shell with a lot of graffiti in. It's listed as one of the top 10 most haunted places in the state. But you can't go there because there's no trespassing. You're not supposed to go there. So we get a lot of calls there, but maybe even bringing some of those of what it used to be and bringing really into today's age and see
all right. Well, Kat, we can do that. This is awesome. Thank you so much for coming and talking with me. And we'll definitely keep in touch, and we'll try to conspire a little bit to get some cooperative stuff between us and the city and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure that you check in with us next Tuesday for another episode for Influencers.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.